Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here. I'm Mark Simon, president and CEO of, for a couple more minutes, So thanks for being here today again. As I said, we're really thrilled to be in our new location and begin to go forward with our new journey to serve Western New York. We may have a few planes go by. The timing on that was perfect. So if we do have a plane, we will... just ask our speakers maybe to just stop for a second and let the plane go through, and we can go from there. So on cue, I'll let that plane go by. So I just want to introduce our program this morning. It should be fairly brief. We've got some speakers here to help us celebrate this great day. So over here to my right, you'll hear from a little later in the program, we have Tom Quattrocci, president and CEO of Erie County Medical Center. We have Leah Sobieski, who is a liver transplant recipient, and she will share her story with all of you here this morning. And the chairman of our board, Martha Lamparelli, is here with us as well. So we have in front of me here too some of our officials from parts of government. I want to thank Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns is with us today, and thank you for being with us, and thank you for everything the County Clerk's office has really done to help promote donor registrations here in Erie County. You know, Erie County is a one of the bright spots across the state as it relates to registry enrollments, and we're really proud of that relationship. Another good partner of ours is in the town of Tonawanda. We do a lot of work with them, and we have Councilman Danny Krangle here with us, and Parks Director Mark Campanello. They're with us as well. So gentlemen, thank you for joining us today as well. So it's been a long journey for us here at UNITS. I'm going to just refer to some notes as we go along here. You know, we've served Western New York since 1981. Does anybody remember what Opawnee is? Oh, we got one. Oh, Kevin, you've been here the longest, that's why. So, yeah. Organ Procurement Agency of Western New York. That's how it all began close to 40 years ago. And the journey began. Then in the mid-90s, there was the goal to continue to serve not only Western New York, but also to serve Rochester region and the Syracuse region, and in 1993, Upstate New York Transplant Services was founded with the goal to create a larger organization up and down the Thruway. Well, that never really happened for a lot of reasons. A lot of them are just different transplant programs in different areas of the state, but the work of Upstate New York Transplant continued, and we continued to grow. And then in 1997, the government created a law called the Routine Referral Law. And what that did is it made all the hospitals have to report every death in their region to the local organ procurement agency, which was us. So up to that point, donation was kind of a voluntary process. Hospitals that wanted to help would help, and families that wanted to help would help. And then the government jumped in and said, hey, we got to do something to really make sure that this goes right. So every hospital then and every death had to call our agency and inform us of the death, and then we would go and reach out to the family. So hospital staff, I truly believe, created the next name for us, which was, oh my God, we've had a death, we have to call Upstate New York Transplant Services. We have to call Upstate New York Transplant Services. And I believe a nurse on the floor finally got smart and said, you know what, we're going to call them UNITS. So back in the late 90s, Upstate New York Transplant Services, by accident, became UNITS. And it's a name that ran throughout the public for a long, long period of time, and we basically embraced it here to help market what we do throughout the region. So as our journey continues to move on and we continue to grow, not only here in Western New York, but we have a location in the Central New York region in Syracuse. We're beginning to do some donation work in the Albany region. As you know, we added the blood bank in about 10 years ago now. So we just felt that a new name was in store for us as we continue to serve. So I am here to announce today officially that as of today, units will now become Connect Life. I hope you all like that name. So we'll talk about the rebranding process in a minute. But what we do is not going to change. We just felt that name was better served for what we do here in Western New York. We are more than a name. We are a brand, and the services that we provide here to the community are extremely important. We did a lot of research. We spoke to a lot of people, a lot of stakeholders, families that were recipient side, a donor side, community leaders, healthcare leaders, and the results really came back that everybody knew units, but they really didn't get a full grasp of what we did as an organization. So we truly believe Connect Life better represents what we do, and it's our core of connecting families, neighbors, and communities through the gift of blood, organ, tissue, and eye donation. Special thanks to Sarah Dina of our staff, who really led the organization through this rebranding process. Without her leadership and help, we wouldn't have got here today. And then our good friends at the Pathfinders Agency and the Farm Agency, who their professional services have been outstanding. They're helping us get to where we are today. They've been a great part of that, and I want to thank all of them. And they're just off to my right over there. So, folks, thank you for getting us here today. So a lot of this is about partnerships, and I wanted to introduce our first speaker, and we have no better partner than the Erie County Medical Center as they do transplants here in Western New York. So we wanted Tom Catroci to come up and speak a few words. So,
thank you. Just a big congratulations to Connect Life and this great name. As we look at the board over here said, we connect families, we connect neighbors, we connect communities, and we connect lives. And we're very blessed in this community to have an organ procurement organization such as Connect Life, and obviously spreading the word of organ donation, along with Mickey Kearns and his office and many others who have really educated people as to the importance of organ donation. We like to say at ECMC, we create stories of hope and healing. And organizations like Connect Life give people that hope that they don't have to wait too long. We're also have the shortest wait times in the country at Erie County Medical Center. Many people don't know that, so we're able to have those short wait times because of our partnership and our connection with Connect Life. So we're very blessed to have this organization in our community. We have Mark Simon and his team. He's done unbelievable work. And obviously a shining light for other communities on how to do this and across New York State. New York State has one of the lowest donation rates in the country, but Erie County has kind of led the way in changing that. And we're very, very lucky to have leaders in the community to do that. I also would like to recognize my board chair, John Dandies, who is here. John's been very involved in this organization also and is a kidney transplant recipient himself. He understands better than many the importance of both Connect Life and Erie County Medical Center. So just very proud to be part of this celebration today. Thank you very much, everybody, for attending. And we look forward to more connections together and working together is for this community and creating more stories of hope and healing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. So we talk about connecting the community, and I think we get hung up on that, organ, tissue, eye, and blood donation. That's the main principle of what we do, but we're out doing so many other things in Western New York. We're extremely proud of our education campaigns in the community. For those of you that don't know, we have close to 80 Donate Life clubs in high schools across Western New York. One of the most amazing things that we do. Thank you. We started that program about 15 years ago from five high schools. It's now up to 80. And they are really a lot of the catalyst for the things we do here in Western New York. They embrace the mission. They've helped us with blood drives tremendously. All of our high schools are running blood drives sometimes two and three times a year. And just their ability to spread their message through their network has been extremely, extremely important to them. You know, one pint of blood can save three lives. A tissue donor can enhance the lives of 75 people. So, you know, Connect Life throughout the course of a year, we may touch the lives of over 500,000 people, not only here in Western New York, but across the United States through blood, organ, tissue, and eye donation. So a lot of great things that are going on in here in Western New York, and can't do it without some other special people that I want to recognize. How many donor families do we have out in the audience today? We have a couple over here, a couple in the back there. Yes, please acknowledge them. You know, I tell our staff, and we try to talk about this all the time, none of this ever happens without the generosity of the donor family that had to make a decision at a difficult time. There is no Connect Life without the donor. And I think every day that we go through this and all the good things that come out of a bad situation, but none of this happens without donor family. So I thank you on behalf of everybody in Western New York that you've made that decision at a difficult time. And your help to our organization has been great for us and truly appreciative. And I hope you get something out of being part of our family as we go forward. So I thank all of you. Second piece of people that I do want to thank, to all the units, I did it already once, the first time. I've been here 22 years. It might take me more than a couple of days. All of our Connect Life employees, just raise your hands, all of you I know that are out there. Thank you to all of you behind the scenes, out with families, in the community, within hospitals, meeting with families, out at the blood drives. Your passion and commitment speaks volumes about what this organization is. And, you know, we have separated ourselves from others that do the same thing. And you should be proud of the work that you're doing here in Western New York. And, I talk about that 500,000 people that we help throughout the United States. None of it could be done, A, without the donor families, and B, without you staff who come and do this every day. So I just want to thank all of you for all you do every day. All right, let's bring a story up here to kind of bring all this together, why Connect Life exists, and we'll bring out Leah Sobreski to tell her story to all of you.
Thank you. All right, hi everyone. First of all, I'd just like to say thank you to Connect Life for having me here and for every opportunity that you have given me to share my story and how I'm connected with organ donation. My name is Leah Sobreski. I am a liver transplant recipient. On March 2nd, 2013, after being diagnosed with a rare liver disease, at a young age of 21, I was given my second chance of life. I stand here today because... Oh, wait. I stand here today because one person made the decision to check yes to organ donation. As a transplant recipient, Connect Life is more than just a name change, but a true testament of my experience with organ donation and the mission that this organization has worked so hard to achieve in the Buffalo community. A part of me is someone else, and because of my donor, I am alive today. Their selfless act of donation has given me a second chance at life. Talk to any person who has been involved with this organization or blood, organ, and tissue donation, and he or she will tell you a story of people. There are so many: the donation advocates who volunteer their time to promote the mission, the organ donors and their families, or the living donors who gave selflessly, the transplant patients waiting for their gifts of life, the physicians, nurses, and many other staff members who made the impossible possible. The recipient's family members and friends who gave unconditional love and support during a tough time. The staff members of this organization who cared for a grieving family at their darkest hour. And then those people connected. All of those individuals have forged powerful connections in their transplant, organ, and tissue donation journeys. The miracle that is donation truly connects the lives of so many people, families, and communities. Connect Life will paint a clear picture to help promote the incredible service and mission that exists at the core of this organization. Again, thank you to everyone. I think this really shows how connected we are truly through this organization and the services that you guys provide every day. Thank you.
Thank you, Leah. At this time, I'd like to bring up Connect Life Board Chair Martha Lamparelli.
Good morning. On behalf of the Board of Connect Life, I'm thrilled to be here today for this important announcement. I can assure you that the Board of Connect Life is going to be working hand in hand with the staff and volunteers to raise the rate of organ donation in our community and also raise awareness for the mission and the change that Connect Life will help in the efforts. As we start this change off, we have so many things that are going to be going on in the community that will further introduce the community to Connect Life. Our organization's 8th annual Bucket List Bash on August 22nd, tickets are still available. There we will be having more information about the change to Connect Life and how individuals in the community can become involved with organ, eye, blood, and tissue donation. Also through the sponsorship with the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres, you'll notice over here we have a big Connect Life, Connect Four game, which fans attending the Bills games during the pregame will be able to play throughout the season. Also, along with multi-channeling marketing awareness campaign beginning at the end of the month, this and many more efforts will be out there to introduce our change to Connect Life and to continue to raise awareness for organ, blood, tissue, and eye donations across the Western New York area. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Martha, and thank you to all of our speakers here today to kind of bring all this together and again, Connect Life. As we finish out this year, Connect Life will be involved in 50 organ donor cases, which will result in 125 organs being transplanted, not only here in Western New York, but other parts of the country. Between Buffalo, Syracuse, and Albany, we'll be involved in over 1,200 tissue donor cases, and that'll equate to hundreds of thousands of people being saved through life-enhancing allograft surgeries and things of that nature. Our eye bank, we will have about 70 cornea donors each month, so about 800 cornea donors, so close to 1,500 people will get the gift of sight in some way. And then our blood bank will see close to 26,000 blood donors throughout the Western New York region. That'll help 75,000 patients in hospitals all through Western New York. All the blood we collect here stays here. And now Connect Life supply 70% of the blood here in Western New York comes through this organization and it will come through the doors. So we couldn't do it without community. I can't stress that enough. It is about the connections and connecting lives and neighbors and using our business partners so we can help others. The City of Good Neighbors, we talk about it all the time, how we help each other. That flyover wasn't planned, so. So we just, we can't do it without everybody here in Western New York, and I'm just thankful for all of you being here today, everybody that helps us throughout the community. We've got a lot more work to do. The new name, the new brand, you're going to see us, our education campaigns, they're going to tell stories and things that are exciting that everybody can embrace all the great things we do here in Western New York. So I thank you for being here. We'd love for people to tour, see our new facility. It's still a little bit of a work in progress, but it's something that we're very, very proud of. So that's it. In closing, thank you very much. And we look forward to doing greater things here in Western New York.
Be- Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.